Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
New Japan goes to war with WWE, the XFL ratings are in, and
Energy Plus gives me the edge.
For Monday, February the 10th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
New Japan Pro Wrestling was born from belief. A belief that strength will help you endure the world, that passion will help you conquer it. Bullet Club. Chaos. Los Ingobernables de Japón. Suzuki-Goo. The King of Sports has reignited a fundamental belief in professional wrestling everywhere. After a statement was made at the monumental G1 Supercard, a question lingered. Do you believe an empire could become a dynasty?
20,000 on their feet!
This summer, New Japan makes its heavily anticipated return to the mecca of pro wrestling. Madison Square Garden, the fighting spirit of the Tokyo Dome, storms the Big Apple. New York City, the strong will rule.
So that was the announcement during the new beginning in Osaka, that New Japan Pro Wrestling will be returning to Madison Square Garden. There was some speculation on this going into this weekend's New Japan show. Now it is all being confirmed. They will be back at Madison Square Garden on Saturday, August the 22nd for Wrestle Dynasty. Now, this is slap bang in the middle of SummerSlam weekend for WWE. In fact, it's on the night of NXT TakeOver Boston. So, I mean, you're talking about shots fired. This is WWE's spiritual home of Madison Square Garden, and it is happening during one of the big weekends for WWE as well. And with TakeOver in Boston, only about 200 miles away from New York City, which isn't a massive amount in the grand scheme of things. It's quite the bold statement from New Japan Pro Wrestling. Of course, last time they were in the Garden, it was alongside ROH for G1 Supercard during the WrestleMania weekend last year. It was a big show with lots of big happenings from it. This feels like the beginning of a regular occurrence of New Japan turning up at Madison Square Garden. I feel like this won't be the last time they do a Wrestle Dynasty in MSG. What with, of course, their plans to expand into America. If they can get some real footholding in of Madison Square Garden, there's going to be some real, real strong words towards New Japan at WWE headquarters. We'll keep an eye on this one. I think they're already looking to announce a few matches for this, which is very soon on, considering like that's in August and we're now in February. But we'll keep tabs on this one. I think we're going to see WWE ramp up some competition with New Japan. There was some talk last week that Triple H is keen to sign Okada away. Whether Okada would go to WWE from New Japan is yet to be seen. I mean, I would imagine that Okada is pretty much settled at New Japan, but we've always been surprised who's been lured away by WWE, haven't we? So we will see on that one. This is going to be a massive year for New Japan across the West in with establishing a dojo in America. They've also announced, away from this, that they are setting up a New Japan dojo in New Zealand, which is another sign of this attempt at world domination for New Japan Pro Wrestling, which could very well become a thing. When we know more about this, we will let you know. So away from wrestling, and don't worry, we're not going to talk about the XFL every single week at Cultaholic because it's football, it's not wrestling. But I think it's nice just to signpost the beginning of Vince McMahon's Alpha Entertainment project. Started strong for them as the XFL debut match featuring the Seattle Dragons versus the DC Defenders was averaging about 3.3 million viewers on ABC Saturday, and it peaked at 4 million for the closing quarter of the game. Some comparisons on this. That means that the XFL scored a higher rating than the debut week of the AAF in 2019 and scored higher ratings than NXT, Raw and SmackDown for the WWE. Overall, the feedback from Saturday's show has been really high. I feel like from watching it and from reading reports on it as well, Vince McMahon has learned a lot from the first time round in 2000. I think he's not one to admit that he was wrong on things, is Vince McMahon, but there's certainly lessons that have been learned. A lot of the broadcast on Saturday was praised for some of the unique innovations like live coverage of the replay officials' review of controversial calls, and also live mics, which showed coaches calling plays to the key players, getting us a little bit inside of the action within the football world as well. Little touches like that, I think, will go a long way. I don't think it's about getting cameras in the cheerleaders' dressing room as it was back in 2000 and 2001. I think this is more about let's get what the fans want to hear and want to see on TV. Those conversations between the coachmen, those conversations between the officials. And you know what? If you're a football fan as well, to have a football season running at the end of the Super Bowl, maybe you're keen to scratch that itch. XFL will play very well. Now, it's worth remembering that when the XFL launched first time round, the ill-fated debut launch, which is now being referred to as the XFL's crazy uncle, which is a favourite term of mine, the ratings were really high and the turnout was really strong. And once it became a weekly occurrence, it just fell off a cliff. So this, whether or not they maintain this strong audience is yet to be seen. I guess we'll find out as we go forward.
I never stopped. I kept training. I knew the golden dream was right there in front of me. And I'm not going to stop. This is just the beginning. 12 years ago it started, and 12 years from now I'll still be going. And I guarantee you this, Las Vegas, the pro retires Brock Lesnar.
That was Matt Riddle at NXT Las Vegas just after the main event on Saturday night. He talked on the mic before that about his time in UFC, talking about being sacked by Dana White from the Ultimate Fighting Championship. He talked about how people backstage aren't a fan of his. And of course, he went on to, as you heard just then, promise to retire Brock Lesnar. Now, here's the interesting thing. We've heard like Brock Lesnar's taken Matt Riddle to one side and said, stop calling me out. We'll never work together. We've had Vince McMahon, who has taken Matt Riddle to one side and said, stay in your lane, sort of know your role, basically, in WWE. And we've had NXT guys be told to stop calling out main roster stars in a I'm looking at you, Matt Riddle, type way. But here's the interesting thing. This comes from Dave Meltzer from The Wrestling Observer, who says, from what I'm told, NXT has given him permission to follow up on the Lesnar stuff. So despite the fact that Brock Lesnar was seemingly unhappy with Matt Riddle calling him out, it seems like the WWE have kind of realized there is some fun to be had here and there's some money to potentially be made here. So they're actively, according to Dave Meltzer, encouraging this to continue. Whether or not this will lead to a Brock Lesnar match is yet to be seen, because all we've heard from the Brock Lesnar side is that he never wants to work with Matt Riddle. But we live in an era now where we all get worked a little bit, don't we? So at this point, we don't know. I'm still intrigued by the idea of a Brock Lesnar-Matt Riddle match. I still think there's something in that. Whether or not it happens, I don't know. But the fact that WWE are keen to continue to push the idea says quite a bit, doesn't it? On AEW Dynamite, as MJF finished lashing Cody, he charged into the crowd and got jumped by somebody in the crowd. Now, a lot of people have been asking, was this real? Was this a work? Was that entire thing made up? The answer to that question is yes and no. So the attacker's identity has been revealed by Brian Alvarez on Wrestling Observer Radio, and it was Frankie Kazarian, who is a member of SCU on the roster for AEW. However, Brian Alvarez added that it wasn't a planned spot. Frankie Kazarian used his own initiative to chase MJF through the crowd, and obviously when he got to him, just jumped for him and got beaten down. But obviously nobody knew that that was going to be a thing that happened. That was very much Frankie Kazarian thinking off the cuff. But the camera crew didn't know about this, so all we really saw was suddenly somebody lunging at MJF, and then they cut away thinking, oh, that might have been an actual fan attack. Let's not show that. The whole thing was left a lot of speculation, but it turns out, according to Alvarez, that was Frankie Kazarian thinking on the fly. And I think that really added to it. The mystery around Samoa Joe continues. There was talk of Samoa Joe getting a concussion from just last week on Raw. There was also some speculation that turned out to be false of Samoa Joe failing the wellness policy. Samoa Joe, we can confirm, returned to in-ring action in Oakland this past Saturday night. And according to Observer, he has returned from a concussion. So whether or not there was, I think it may have been a case that on that episode of Raw, he very much got his bell rung. May not have been a full-blown concussion, but the fact that they can't throw caution to the wind, it's better to be safe than sorry. They thought, let's pull him from the match. Let's make sure he's okay. A couple of weeks down the road and he seems fine and he's back in the ring, is Samoa Joe. One guy who's not back in the ring yet is Andrade, currently serving a suspension after failing the wellness policy. We heard from Hugo Savinovich, that possibly what happened is that Andrade didn't report to a drug test, and consequently that was why he failed it. Not because he was hiding anything, but because he may have been away and didn't want to return from a vacation in December to take a wellness test. So as a result, he failed the wellness policy and is suspended. Andrade spoke on Twitter for the first time since his suspension. He tweeted, I was 13 years old with many dreams when I started in this business. My family told me nothing is easy, with some barriers being bigger than others. My life goes on for much more. He also posted a picture of himself in a wrestling mask, age 13. So Andrade very much ready to come back and hit the ground running once his suspension comes to an end. Andrade won't be on Raw tonight, but Becky Lynch will be. She is defending the women's title against Asuka in a rematch from the Royal Rumble. Also, as well as that match, we have an 8-man tag with Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe and the Viking Raiders versus AOP and Murphy and Seth Rollins. So there's a big night of wrestling there. I'm for one, excited for Becky versus Asuka 3. This is technically the rubber match. If you count their one at the Rumble last year and the one at the Rumble this year, this is, and we're at that point as well now where we're on the road to WrestleMania. We kind of know where we're going with stuff, but they like to maybe play silly buggers, maybe make you think they're going in different directions. Who knows where this match could go tonight? I'm looking forward to it. We have some Impact Wrestling-based spoilers coming up now. These are from the tapings that took place in Las Vegas. Now, if you don't want to know what happened on Impact Wrestling, I would advise you to skip ahead about 2 minutes starting from now. So we have our main event for the next Impact Wrestling pay-per-view. It's going to be Tessa Blanchard defending her Impact Championship against Eddie Kingston and Michael Elgin in a 3-way dance in New York City on the 19th of April. This should be a hell of a match. Great to see Eddie Kingston back in the fold for Impact Wrestling. He returns at the tapings in Las Vegas, and we start to build towards something quite fantastic in the first couple of weeks. Blanchard, despite all the controversy, has really put a lot of eyes on Impact Wrestling for mainly good reasons. You know, the first female to hold a major men's championship outside of obviously Lucha Underground that time. So this is a big time for Blanchard, and quite an intriguing match. Blanchard, Kingston and Elgin. I'm intrigued. Also, Joey Ryan debuted a new gimmick and a new stable on the Impact tapings in Las Vegas. Joseph P. Ryan is his name now. He came out dressed in long slacks and a nice shirt, promising that we will never see the D-flip again. He talks about how his style of wrestling has been cancelled. He brings out his new sidekicks, his new teammates, rather, Katie Forbes and Rob Van Dam. Forbes is wearing a long coat. She's refusing to show her body. Both of them talk about being cancelled recently. Of course, there was that whole kickoff on the Twitch stream around the segment featuring Rob Van Dam and Katie Forbes. Together, these three are a team called Cancel Culture, and they will be sorting out the rights in Impact Wrestling. They'll be getting rid of all the sleaze. It's very right to censor. I really like it. Rey Mysterio spoke to BT Sport about his son Dominic and his future within WWE. Mysterio said, "At one point, I do remember saying, my outfits are going to be intact, I'm going to store them, and eventually, if my son wants to wrestle, they're going to be here waiting for him. I never thought he'd come out 6'2" and 215 pounds. Yeah, I don't think they'll fit." Mysterio goes on to say, "He's got an idea of his own, and he didn't ask to be a part of this world until he was 19. He grew up around it. We did several storylines with him and Eddie, of course, and I think that always stayed with him. Once he figured out what he wanted to do, he asked, 'Dad, can you train me? I want to see if I can make it in this business.' I never forced it upon him. I never pressured him. It was something that came natural and organic. I think that's why he's a different type of breed. But he has something special to give. I feel it. As a father, I have that instinct that he's going to be something special." Mysterio talked a little bit more about his son's training. He says, "I'm probably the hardest on my son because I told him, I'll be the first one to let you know if you're not ready. And we're not going to push this. We're not going to force this. We're not going to rush this. Everything has to come in time. He has surprised me," says Mysterio, "very much from day one. Up until now, he keeps surprising me. He keeps doing things I've never done in the ring. And when I see his height and his weight, I'm thinking, oh my God, there's something special here. If, after I hang up the mask, I probably wouldn't mind being around and helping out my son and the future." ROH had their Free Enterprise show this past weekend. This very much felt like a bit of a hard reset for Ring of Honor, who have had a few PR disasters over the last few months. This was a free wrestling show to attend. Tickets were free. Come along and sample Ring of Honor. The one thing that came from it was a long show. It's about 4 hours long, but it got to showcase some new faces in Ring of Honor. It was the debut of Session Moth Martina. We got to see more work from Joe Hendry and Dalton Castle as a tag team to be contested with in Ring of Honor. They had a battle royal as well that featured some surprise entrants from The Blue Meanie and Gangrel, which was wonderful for the live crowd to see. And in the main event, we saw Marty Scurll and PCO, the reigning Ring of Honor champion, defeat Nick Aldis, the NWA champion, and Roosh. At the end of that match, Marty Scurll gets on the mic and says, "Hey, Nick, you know that match you challenged me to at the Crockett Cup for the NWA championship and all the terms you put in place? I accept them all." Marty Scurll then goes on to announce that at Supercard of Honor in April for Ring of Honor, it'll be Nick Aldis facing Ring of Honor champion PCO. Now, if Nick Aldis is still the Ring of Honor champion by the time they get to Supercard of Honor, potentially this could be a title versus title affair. Potentially could be, but we will see where that goes. NWA benefited a lot from Ring of Honor's Free Enterprise. It got a lot of free publicity, and one of the last angles of the night was promoting NWA's Crockett Cup. Not bad at all. That is free enterprise, isn't it?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And finally, a little something that we found on Reddit. Did you know that JBL, the businessman himself, spent some time pushing an energy drink? Take a listen.
Hi, I'm John Layfield, former WWE World Champion, professional football player, author, and financial news analyst. Whether I'm slamming Wall Street by day
or wrestlers by night, Energy Plus gives me the edge.
Buy two cases, get one free at nutritionmarket.com.
Seek out the commercial if you can, because they never got the rights for WWE JBL footage. So instead, it's JBL fighting some masked jobbers in front of a green screen. It looks beautifully awkward, and it'll make you smile on this Monday morning, if nothing else. Hey, that'll do it for your Cultaholic Daily Wrestling News. Thank you for checking us out today. On the YouTube channel right now, a brand spanking new episode of Straight to Hell, as Ross Tweddle takes Jack the Jobber and asks him what things in the wrestling world does he want to see go straight to hell. Some surprising answers in there from Jack, and you'll see them on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right about now. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.